السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, the Creator of the universe, solar system, suns and moons and earth, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the wisdom of His teachings, and the seal of them, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. I bear witness that he is the messenger of Allah, the seal of all prophets and messengers. He has told the message of Allah as Allah wanted him to tell. May Allah give peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his house, to the souls of his descendants, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about an event that will happen, inshallah, on Monday, 3 days from now. It is expected, the scientists are telling us, that there will be solar eclipse, كسوف الشمس, on Monday, August 21st, and the Arabic month of Dhul Qa'dah, the 29th. So usually eclipses happen at the end of lunar calendars, lunar months, the beginning of a new one. And I'd like first to speak about the event itself, then will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to do and to think about when a cosmic event like this happens. First, we are, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this planet in the solar system, among other things, because we have only one moon. And if we compare Earth with other planets in the solar system, Jupiter, for example, has 63 moons. Imagine 63. Saturn, 61 moons. Uranus, 27 moons. Neptune, 13 moons. Mars, 2 moons. Earth, 1. Mercury and Venus have no moons. These are the ones which are closer to the sun. This event of eclipse happens as a result of the moon is between the Earth and the sun. So we don't see the sun itself in these moments. And the expectation is that it will happen in Dalton about 2 o'clock, 2:34 to be exact. And it will last about 2 minutes to 2.5 minutes. This is called total eclipse. But there is partial eclipse, maybe an hour before, an hour and a half, maybe about 1 o'clock. And it will last after that about 1 hour or so. It's partial. But the total eclipse, in which it will be, you don't see the sun and its effects on Earth, that will be about 2:34 for about 2 minutes. Imagine if we have 63 moons, then we'll continuously having that. It will be a lot of disruption of life on Earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything bi qadar. There is measurement, exact. Why did he choose Earth, not Neptune or Pluto, for example, or Mars even? Maybe, inshallah, this is one of the reasons. Are there going to be effects on us, on the plants of the planet, on animals, on seas? Yes, there will be influences because the duration is so short, just 2.5 minutes. The influence, the effect is also short. But imagine again, if we have 63 moons, then the continuous effects will have a tremendous effects on us. And life may not be sustained in this planet. There would be, scientists observed before, whenever the moon is in full, or whenever this eclipse happens, because I'm talking about the eclipse, the tide would be bigger, and even the earth crust, the rocks of earth, would come up a little bit, measured in millimeters, about 40 millimeters, they measure that. Even the crust of Earth. But the water, people in coastal places, anyone who lived by the sea, I did, in my original country in Palestine, and I lived in Gaza on the seashore, and there is a tide, you can see the water coming, and there is seed, a whole huge area would be recession. In an eclipse, that would be observed also. But there will be gravitational influence also. It's about the gravity. And because you have an event in which the sun, the moon, and the earth, their center are on one straight line. So if the moon alone would influence the earth in tides and gravity, its presence together with the sun, that would be more effect actually. And in the weather, whenever this happens, it leads to lowering the temperature, just simply because the sun is eclipsed. Eclipsed means obscured, blocked. So if in a hot day and there is a cloud passing by, you would feel coolness. What if it is the moon? It's not the cloud. The moon is obscuring the sun. There is a little bit cooler temperature. This would lead to some changes in wind directions. And some people for thousands of years observed in some severe cases it may coincide with changes in the weather. But it may not. But there is little effect in coolness and wind direction. All this may not be felt by the average person. You need researchers and scientists to gauge that, measure it, and tell us in scientific papers. But the wind effect, and it is harmful, is looking at the sun. Actually, without an eclipse, it's not recommended at all we look at the sun. It's very dangerous. It may hurt the retina. And in some cases, if children do it frequently, they may lose sight, actually. They may become blind. In this case, because the moon is eclipsing, obscuring, blocking the sun, and it is dark, and you see a circle of light around that, it is tempting for people to look at the sun because they think it is safe. There is no really strong light. Well, there are rays which cannot be seen. Red or ultraviolet rays cannot be seen. And these are the ones which are harmful. So number one lesson, really, we should not look at the sun during the eclipse. This is scientifically speaking, and the media is speaking about that, and they say in order for you to look, you need a special pair of glasses. Dark glasses would not do it. It has to be special. Even the camera, you cannot look at it through your camera. Still, the damaging rays will come to your eye. Some people would be blind completely or partially or lose color sighting. And there would be damage or damages in the retina of the eye. It happened once during the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Peace and blessing be upon him. لما كسفت الشمس في عهده صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج فزعا. When this happened, he came out from his home scared, or he wanted to show people this situation for him. And he prayed, he led people in prayer. And it is known as Salatul Kusuf, the eclipse prayer. And he lengthened the prayer. If you make a prayer, usually you recite Al-Fatiha, then a short surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. In this case, extend it. Read more. Have the Mus'haf with you if you can read from the Mus'haf, from the Quran. And if you don't know, you memorize some verses, do more. That's what he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's during the eclipse. Think about it. He wanted us to pray during the eclipse, meaning don't look at the sun. He didn't say it will hurt your eyes and retina. That kind of science was not known to people at that time, 1400 years ago. He said, pray and lengthen the prayer. Think about it and you will see, lengthen it until the eclipse is finished, until the harm is gone. After the prayer, he stood and he gave a khutbah to people. In that khutbah, he said, what if this is lengthened? The harm would be lengthened. And what if this is the last day on earth? In other words, he quickly linked the eclipse to us remembering that this is the last time, the last moment, and the day of judgment is on us. So you need to think about that. What should you do if this is the last day? And he commanded dhikrullah. You just pray, mention Allah, make tasbih, give charity, give help to people. So if this is your last day, do your best. So whenever we have an eclipse, we should pray. I know it will happen to 34. We may be at work. Thank God, I think most children will be in school. I hope they would not let them go outside to see. Tell your children or grandchildren not to get out and look, even if the teacher tells them, actually. So whenever it happens, if you are in your office, close the door of the office and make your prayer at 2:34, starting 2:30. Okay. And do whatever you can do in case of charity or good work or piece of advice or reciting the Quran. That's really the best thing we can do. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, this is chapter 75 of the Holy Quran, verses 7-15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا برق البصر. If your sight would see something like lightning, too bright a light. وخسف القمر. The eclipse, the lunar eclipse, I talked about solar eclipse, when the moon becomes between Earth and the sun. But when Earth becomes between the sun and the moon, we call it in Arabic khasf. In English, they have one word, lunar eclipse and solar eclipse. When this happens to the moon, and of course, it is not harmful, by the way, to look at the moon if it is eclipsed, because the Earth is shading the moon from the sun. So you look at it, it's really, you are looking at Earth shade, no harm. The harm is looking at the sun, like what will happen on Monday. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْخَمَرُ. If your sight would see a shining bright light like lightning, and if the moon is eclipsed, means the earth is between the sun and the moon. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And if the moon and the sun are grouped together in one straight line, that's what will happen on Monday. That when the moon, the sun, and the earth, جُمِعَ, gather together in one straight line. This may be a characterization of what will happen at the beginning of the last day with its four events, big serious events. So when this happens, يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. At the day of judgment, or if this is the last day and this is happening, the human being would say, where can I go for refuge? There is no other place. You cannot go anywhere. كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ. There is no other place. إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. Only to your Lord is the destination. There is no other destination you can go to hide. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ. At that day, the human will be told what he did in his life, whether it is good or bad, and what will happen to him in the hereafter. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة. Every human being should know what will happen to him, should be his or her own witness. ولو ألقى معاذيره. There is no excuses. There are no excuses at that time. Everything is known. Everything is shown. You cannot run away, and there are no excuses because we told you so. We warned you before. As if these ayat, the great verses, talking about the day of judgment when there is a huge eclipse. So whenever you guys, you humans, have an eclipse in this dunya, remember all of this. Think about what may happen to you. Think about what you can do best as investment for that day that is going to happen. In 1 year, the eclipse happened at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, peace and blessing be upon him, and his son Ibrahim died. Then the companions and people came to him thinking and saying actually that the son is so sad for the death of Ibrahim that it is eclipse. It doesn't want to show itself. So sad and so shy. And it's like flattering to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It's like somebody telling you something wrong happened to you, and somebody flattering you, praising you, telling you things you like to hear. Oh, the whole world is sad because of your problem. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not accept that and told them, no, it has nothing to do with the death of my son. And specifically he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله تعالى. The sun and the moon are two signs, two miracles created by Allah, praise to Him. لا يخسفان لموت أحد من الناس ولا لحياته. The sun and the moon are not eclipsed. For the life of a person or for the death of another. In fact, some nations in the past, non-Muslim nations, they believed whenever eclipse happens, a great king or a great president will die, or chaos would happen, and some great things, bad things would happen. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, these are cosmic laws. It will happen again and again and again, and it has nothing to do with the death of my son. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ فَافْزَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. And he ordered them, he commanded, when this happens, then come gather to the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying. وَإِلَىٰ دُعَائِهِ وَاسْتِغْفَارِهِ, and calling on him and asking for forgiveness. وَإِلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ, and to prayer like he did. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, or as he said. This hadith is authentic, narrated and recorded by Bukhari or Muslim and other, in fact, Sunnah books. In some versions of the hadith, فادعوا الله وكبروا وتصدقوا. Call on Allah, whatever you want to call, whatever you want to ask. He is the merciful, the compassionate, the beneficent. وكبروا, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر. وتصدقوا, give charity. صدقة is immense, vast area. You have money, you give money. You have effort, you give effort. You have advice, you give advice. You have help, you give help. All of this is صدقة. تبسم في وجه أخيك صدقة. If you smile in a face of your brother or sister believers, it's charity. وأمر بالعتق عند الكسوف. And at that time, still they would take slaves. And Islam is against slavery. Whenever anybody commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many ayats, you need to free a slave. Look for where is a slave and free. And here, in this occasion also, he commanded that Muslims look for if there is a slave somewhere and free them. وَصَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ رَكْعَتَيْنِ وَأَطَالَ الْقِرَاءَةَ فِيهِمَا. And he prayed two rak'ahs and he lengthened the recitations. Like I said, for brothers who came after I started, the prayer of the eclipse would happen about 2:30 to 2:34 on Monday. The best we can do is praying during the eclipse. And after that, making dua, reciting Quran, giving charity, smiling in the faces of people, be cordial, courteous to people. In Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 33, يقول عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون. He is the one, he's talking about himself, Allah is talking to us about himself. He is the one who has created night and day, the sun and the moon, the two of which have very specific orbit that they float, they swim and they go around. So when this orbit coincides, then we have al-kusuf, wal-kusuf, that will happen. And finally, in Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55 of the Holy Quran, verse 5, يقول عز وجل, الشمس والقمر بحسبان. The sun and the moon have their own counting. It's an invitation for us to predict when they can coincide, when they are going to be in the same straight line. It is science, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate scientist, and He wants us to be scientists and educated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to His teachings and follow them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful in observing the eclipse of Monday and every eclipse, and ask Him, He is very close and very near to us answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. In so many verses and so many surahs, the topic of cosmos, the universe, observing it, knowing about it, learning about it, the sun and the moon. Among these are Surah Al-Shams, وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, it's His creation, He is proud of that. By the sun and what it creates, the light, after it comes to the earth. والقمر إذا تلاها, and the moon following it. والليل إذا يغشاها, والنهار إذا جلاها, and the night that happens, the night and the day that happen as a result of earth orbiting around itself and around the sun. It's for us to remember, to think about, and inshallah to be prosperous. And for brothers and sisters who came after I started, the bottom line, we should not be looking at the sun during the eclipse on Monday, or telling our children not to look. And the best thing we can do is making prayer, Salat al-Kusuf, 2 rak'ahs, but lengthen them. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا سددته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا غائبا إلا رددته, ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها, وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين, إنهم بحاجتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما, وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قامت الصلاة, قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله,
لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واعتدلوا الصفوف, straighten the lines and complete them, it is the sunnah. الله أكبر,
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى, وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى, ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى, ووجدك ضالا فهدى, ووجدك عائلا فأغنى, فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر, وأما السائل فلا تنهر, وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم.